Welcome to The Roar, recorded at Sioux College, which is located in the Robinson-Huron Treaty Territory. We are grateful to Mother Earth for providing us the land, water, air, and food needed to sustain all life, and we acknowledge Indigenous peoples as the original stewards of this land, who have lived in harmony and in respect with all creation. As we are all relations, it is important to recognize this interconnected relationship with one another and our obligation to respect the land that has nourished, healed, protected, and embraced us. We honor Abajuan Bachawana First Nation and Katagan Sibi Garden River First Nation as the original caretakers of the land that Sioux College is situated on, and acknowledge the contributions of the historical Métis Nation of Sault Ste. Marie in the stewardship of this territory.
Welcome back to The Roar. It's me, Larissa, the International Student Success Coach, and I got a new special guest with me today.
Hello, everybody. This is Marie Claire. I am in the International Department. I'm one of the International Student Advisors, and I am here to talk to you today about a very exciting event that we look forward to every intake, which is our International Orientation. So we have our two-day orientation again coming up this May, May 2nd and May 3rd, which is the Thursday-Friday, first week of May. We're so excited. We have two fully packed days for our newcomers, for our new students to welcome them to our international family and to campus. Some things I did want to highlight that we're doing differently this year. So our service fair, we've decided normally we would have day one would be our on-campus service providers. Day two would be our off-campus. So what we're doing this time is we're going to have one large service fair. So it'll be fantastic. Our students will have the opportunity to speak to our on-campus supports, but then they can also go and find the booths of those off-campus supports. So who are those off-campus supports? We have the transit system coming again, which is always a student favorite. They kind of, you know, ask a little bit more about navigating our city and just how the transit system works all together in Canada. We have the local banks coming. So that's always a popular one for our students wanting to set up their Canadian bank account. We're going to have the Catholic District School Board. Now I want to highlight for them, they are phenomenal. They are a huge help with all of our students who come here with children. They'll actually enroll their children that day at our service fair for any student that needs to find a spot, find a place for their child to go for their studies as well.
And you might want to get on that on registering your children now, because even though you are starting in May and the school year starts in September, it ends in June, which means you will still get the remaining of May and a good part of June with your children on school already. Get them started. You really want the head start for them. Also helps with child minding. You don't have to worry so much on that first couple of months of classes, right? When everything is new and you're all trying to adjust.
The transit system, the banks, the Catholic School Board. We have Algoma Public Health coming in, one of our registered nurses in the community. She'll be set up at her Algoma Public Health booth, which is fantastic. Really important that our students are aware of all of the different health services that not only APH provides, but within our community as well.
And for any student that is in a health program that has requirements regarding vaccinations and tests, Algoma Public Health, or as we like to call them, APH, can help you get that sorted. You can walk there directly from campus. You don't even have to walk outside. There is a path that connects us directly to them.
We also have Bell coming, which is popular amongst our students. They get set up with a new phone plan. So we're very grateful for the continuous support that we get from our community, but from our on-campus supports as well. You know, our campus community, everybody is always extremely supportive. They do a great job at welcoming our new students and setting them up for success for their upcoming academic year. And then, of course, we're going to do the 10 draws for VIP seating each day, which is a big hit. We'll be giving away a laptop again this intake. We're going to be giving away some $250 Visa gift cards. And then, of course, some Sioux College swag throughout the 2 days as well. So a lot of fun, our favorite event in the international office. It's always a really exciting time on campus to see all the new faces. So we're really looking forward to it.
So remember, orientation is mandatory for international students. As a former international student, I would tell you, you definitely want to go. It's not only so much important information that will really help you get set up as you move here and start your studies, but also is an unforgettable moment. I've been graduated for quite a few years now. I was an international student back in 2017. And I still remember my orientation day. I will never forget it. I actually volunteer for every single orientation after that because I loved it so much. And now working here at the college is still one of my favorite days of the year, our orientation days. So it's not only because it's mandatory that you have to be here. It is, yes, but you do want to be here, believe me. There are so many prizes and you get to meet everybody and everyone is so excited to be here. As I like to say, is when, you know, the realization really sinks in. You've made it, you're here, and that's the start of your new journey. And we are so excited to see you here. So make sure you come, make sure you're on time. Things tend to be very punctual in Canada.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. Punctual. So check-ins at 9:30 a.m. both days. 9:30 a.m. is when you can go to that registration booth, right outside the health and wellness gym in the F wing lobby. Be prepared, be on time, come here a little bit earlier. We always say, you know, 15 to 20 minutes earlier. It will allow you time to properly register, find a seat, and get ready for your fun packed day.
We can't wait to meet you all, and we'll see you guys soon.
Thanks, everyone. Looking forward to seeing all the new faces, getting to know you by name, and providing you with 2 days of enjoyment, excitement, and a lot of valuable information.
Roar!